You're with Cape Talk.
Well, we've got Olympics on our mind. Remember last week we chatted about the role of service dogs and how they assist people living with disabilities or with conditions like epilepsy and diabetes. This week, those dogs have their day, as it were, because it is International Assistance Dog Week. And here in South Africa, the Guide Dogs Association is celebrating that event with its first ever virtual pup Olympics. The pup, virtual pup games, to give it the proper title. The Guide Dogs Association, a registered non-profit association who train assistance dogs specifically for helping the visually impaired as well as the physically disabled, and they also support children on the autism spectrum as well. It's my great pleasure to welcome the regional marketing manager of the Cape Town branch of SA Guide Dogs, Jackie Quayle, to tell us more about the virtual pup games. Jackie, it's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Before we talk about the Pup Olympics, what is the actual intention of International Assistance Dog Week?
So International Assistance Dog Week is a week where we recognize the amazing work that our assistance dogs do, as well as the incredible work that goes into training and raising the dogs. So it's a big celebration of everything that the assistance dogs do.
You've said two important things there, trainers and raisers, not necessarily the same people. And Jackie, the raisers, the people who care for these pups before they go into full-on training, are really important in this process, aren't they?
Oh, yes, incredibly important. Our puppy raisers are fantastic individuals who take on our pups from the age of 8 weeks old and look after them, expose them to the world, take them everywhere with them, to shops, to restaurants, getting them used to people. They look after the pups up until about the age of 16 months. Mm-hmm. And then at that age, the pups come back to us where they are entered into their formal training.
Okay, so there are a lot of people to be recognized and also a lot of dogs to be recognized in this process. Jackie, I'm assuming the idea of having a pup games is at least partly inspired by the games going on in Tokyo right now.
It is. It's definitely inspired by that. So we thought with International Assistance Dog Week falling at the same time as the Tokyo Olympics, we would celebrate by hosting our own pup games.
And what is that going to entail?
So from today up until Saturday, we will be releasing one video a day on our Facebook page and website. So we're broadcasting six individual pub game events, and we're asking the public to watch and share the videos and also to donate. The videos are showing our dogs doing their usual training, but in a fun and exciting way. So with a little Olympic twist to it, our dogs are doing things like recall and obedience training, as well as obstacles and also some swimming.
Swimming? Really? Wasn't expecting to hear that, Jackie. I'm so glad you mentioned the word fun, because for some people there is a little bit of hesitance. They worry about what kind of a life a service dog has, particularly in the training times. Are they allowed to just be puppies, to have fun in daily life while they're taking on the very serious business of training to become a service dog? Would you like to comment?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. So another reason for us having the pup games is to showcase our dogs having fun. Our dogs are incredibly lucky in that they get to spend their entire day with their owner. A lot of us, you know, we have to say goodbye to our pets in the morning and off we go to work, and we only see them again in the evening. Whereas a service dog, an assistance dog, is able to spend the entire day going everywhere with their owner. They are just like any other dog. When they are out of harness, they're just like our pets. They goofballs, they run around and they play. When they're in harness, that is the time when they're working and they're focused and they're concentrating.
I'm talking to Jackie Quayle, who's the regional marketing manager of the Cape Town branch of the SA Guide Dogs Association. Jackie, our guest last week, who was working with service dogs trained for epileptics and the like, mentioned that the cost of training a dog can run as high as 100,000 rand. Does that hold true of your dogs as well?
That is correct. It does cost us in excess of 100,000 rand to train one dog.
Which means it's so important that public donations and public support continue to come in. And I know all non-profits are struggling in the current climate because donors are themselves very cash-strapped because of the current situation. Are you suffering as others are doing, Jackie? Have you found that your donor base has shrunk because of COVID and the lockdowns?
We are very lucky. Our donors have been a huge support to us. We are noticing that donations are dwindling in this time, and it is to be expected. we would like to remind the public that there are also other ways to help us. One way actually being, you know, you could make us a beneficiary on your My School card. So it's no cost to you. You're going out to the shops anyway and spending at Woolies or Loot or wherever you're going to spend with your My School card. And if you add us as a beneficiary, then donations do go to us. So that's another way to be able to support us in a time when it's difficult to actually make these once-off cash donations.
Thanks for telling us that. Jackie, the last thing to do is to tell everybody how they get to participate in the virtual pup game. So those videos get loaded daily. Where do our listeners go to check them out?
The listeners can go to our Facebook page, which is South African Guide Dogs Association. Alternatively, they can go to our website, which is guidedog.org.za. They can click on Support Us, and there will be an events page. Click on the events page, and you will see the videos. They get released at 10 a.m. each day, starting today and ending on Saturday.
Jackie Quayle, thanks so much for chatting to us. Regional Marketing Manager of the Cape Town branch of SA Guide Dog. So again, the website is guidedog.org.za. Look for them on Facebook at SA Guide Dogs and check out those daily clips, which are being loaded at around about 10 o'clock each morning from today until Saturday.